Hello and welcome, everybody. It's 4:30 p.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Watching Press TV's World News, our top story for this half hour: Iran's foreign minister says the U.S.'s dream of subjugating the Iranian nation through pressure and sanctions will never materialize. In the comments on his Twitter page, Mohammad Javad Zarif denounced the U.S.-British orchestrated coup that toppled the democratically elected government of Iranian Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh back in 1953. He said the so-called Iran Action Group set up recently by the U.S. will not see its dream of pulling off a similar coup d'etat through pressure and misinformation come true. Zarif also touched upon the developments surrounding the Iran nuclear deal. He said that Europe has not shown its willingness to, quote, pay the price of defying Washington to save the agreement. He said Europe should put forward proposals to maintain oil and banking ties with Iran after the second phase of U.S. sanctions return in November. Author and commentator John Stepling joins us now from Norway. Mr. Stepling, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on the recent comments made by Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, most notably about the new so-called anti-Iran action group.
Well, the Iran action group is being pushed very hard by Mike Pompeo, the head of the CIA, and he gave a press conference that was breathtaking for its dishonesty. I mean, it was a litany of bald-faced lies, starting with the fact that Iran was a force for destabilization and was probably part of a nuclear arms race and all of these things. But this stuff is being echoed by the New York Times, and then John Bolton came out and said that in reference to the Iran Action Group, that Iran was responsible for an arc of death in the Middle East and was exporting terrorism and so forth. I mean, it's astounding when you think no mention is made of US, UK, Saudi, and Israel and their actions in the region, since they're the real force for destabilization. But this is the blueprint the U.S. has used before. I mean, they're laying out a blueprint that is designed to foment a color revolution in Iran. Now, when I say that, it sounds ridiculous because it is ridiculous, but not to these people. They appointed Brian Hook, I believe, as the head of the Iran Action Group, and he's a strange figure that worked for George Bush, he worked for Tim Pawlenty, he worked for Mitt Romney, and he's a curious figure in Washington, but probably the least extreme of the people we're talking about. But yeah, I mean, the Iran Action Group is openly saying they want a coup d'etat in Iran. What they refer to as regime change, and they use the term regime anytime a country is unpopular with Washington, it stops being a country and becomes a regime. But what they're talking about is a coup d'etat, a color revolution. And while they may have had a sort of success in Georgia, they're certainly not going to in Iran. But all the other things Pompeo said were falsehoods. I mean, all of them were absolute lies. And the thing is, apropos of that New York Times op-ed, the question is never raised about this mythical Iranian nuclear development program, that they want the bomb or something. But the question is never raised why it is all these other countries get to have the bomb and Iran doesn't. I mean, who decides that? The United States, apparently. And this has been the hubris and arrogance of the U.S. for a long time. But clearly the U.S. is ratcheting up their rhetoric regards Iran, but also regards China and Russia, it's hard to know where their real focus is being directed, and I think that's kind of the question. They're in a trade war with China and one that they can't win, and I think they know that. There's going to be some sort of push there for accommodation, but there won't be with Iran. I mean, people like Mattis and Pompeo actually really would like some kind of direct military confrontation, but the U.S. is stretched awfully thin and probably can't do that. So they're looking for a color revolution or some kind of proxy conflict, and that was part Indeed. Of the justification for this assault on Yemen. So, but it's just astonishingly dishonest, all of it. And but then that's nothing new, is it?
Author and commentator John Stepling joining us from Norway. Thank you for your comments, sir.